welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to share together every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And this week, I've been sharing a message I've entitled, Why So Hard a Battle? Beloved, we are in warfare. Why we are in the end times. Daily, there are prophetic fulfillments of the Word of God to verify, to validate that we are very close to the very end of times when Jesus will return. And the history of humankind on the earth will be concluded. Not that, we will continue to exist. Jesus is coming back and He'll set up His millennial kingdom for 1,000 years, but the world as we know it, Satan will be confined for 1,000 years, then it'll be released according to Scripture. But the world as we currently know it, I'm certain that maybe the saints of old, if they have an opportunity to know what's going on in the world, they would probably, just as we look up to the, you know, the saints and the prophets and the apostles that were with Jesus, what a tremendous time to have been alive. They must almost be overwhelmed when they realize how daily life has changed. Even if you're up in years, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, in one person's lifetime, there have been so many tremendous changes on a technological level. I can remember early 50s, it was a really big deal to watch black and white television. And look where we're at a number of decades later. So God understands the trials and the battles that we go through, but regardless of the culture, regardless of the seasons in our lives, regarding of whatever point in time in human history, God's Word, His grace, the faith of God has always been sufficient for the people of God. His Word is timeless. His Word will endure forever. His Word is perfect. There's nothing to be compared to it. The finest honey, the sweetest flavorful honey in the world, the most profound and powerful truth. He is the epitome of everything good and wise and powerful. And so, beloved, this is the God that we serve. So He is more than able. He is more than able. He's willing. He wants to have us invite Him in our prayers, to allow Him to interact in our lives, to make a way for us. And there are times He allows us to be tested. Look at, even just at the Word of God, and you say, well, I'm not like the prophets of old, but come on, look at Daniel. He was thrown overnight in a den of lions. He should not have survived that except for the supernatural intervention of God. And the three Hebrew children, there was a fourth, like unto the Son of Man, being tossed into a fiery furnace that was heated seven times hotter? And the guards that cast the Hebrew children in died from the heat in the obedience of trying to fulfill that act and command of the king. So, beloved, God's people have always been tested. How many have lost their lives being martyred for the cause of Christ? So when we think of such things, I think it's good to think of things like that, because somehow it puts our little trials, even though they seem humongous to us, it puts things in perspective that this life, Satan has made sure, and he is, his tactics, his approach, the intensity of the attacks, I believe, are even more vicious and violent as we near the end, because he knows his time is short. All right. Anyway, let's move on. There's a passage in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 2, that tells us something, an important very important statement of faith. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. That means he starts it, doesn't that? It's not your great faith that just sprung forth. No, he gave you the faith. He's the author. That's what that means, right? Someone who originates something. And finisher or perfecter completes our faith. Thus, by the Spirit of the Lord, through the trials we go through, and that's what it does, it builds our faith. Jesus increases, he only increases our faith. He only strengthens us, while our adversary, the devil, only decreases or tears down our faith only if we let him. That's his modus operandi. That's what he wants to do. Let us question God. God, if you really love me, if I was doing right, if I'm in your favor, this would not be happening to me, whatever it is. We've all been there. But Hebrews 11 and 6 states, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when God gives us that little mustard seed of faith, then we can't say it's not sufficient. I have always said over the decades, beloved, this may not seem like a profound statement, but the scripture says he won't allow us to be tested above what we're able. So having established that as truth and fact in our spiritual reality, then that means whatever you're going through, don't let the devil say you don't have the strength, you don't have the faith. God's not unfaithful. He's not an unjust judge. He is giving you the faith. You already have the faith to go through what you're going through. And that is certainly a check for all of us. Okay, if we're moaning and groaning, it's like, I can't take much more of this. Whatever little tantrums we go through, obviously, God's given us the resources. If he hadn't, he would be unjust, but he's not. So we have to act on the faith that he's given us. Right now, you might say, I don't feel I have any faith. Nothing is working. Oh, you don't understand, Sister Glass. We can have a fit before the Lord, but you do. He's given you faith. In fact, let me stop right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that have been so buffeted and attacked mentally with the weariness and the unending velocity and ferocity of the attacks that they have gone through, Father, we lift a standard against the work of the enemy. By the word of God, that we stand on your word that says you will not allow us to be tested above what we're able. Your word declares you are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the perfecter. Therefore, Lord, every single person who's crying out to you at this moment right now as we agree in prayer, you have given them the resources, the faith spiritually to be victorious. And right now, Lord, we thank you. We will do what we can do, stand on your word, and then you will do for us what we cannot do. That's the beauty of your provision. That's the power of the miracle-working power of God that you provide for us in ways we can't provide. But as a good father, you want us to grow strong, to grow from little helpless babies who can't do anything, to strong little toddlers who learn to walk, to healthy, happy, growing children until we reach the stature of a mature man, as I'm thinking of Ephesians, unto the stature the fullness of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this, Lord. Thank you for entering into our lives in a greater measure to demonstrate your mercy and love to us. We thank you for it. Amen. So, beloved, it's faith. Faith causes hope to spring forth like a river. Faith is the substance, isn't that what Scripture says, of things hoped for? The evidence of things not seen. So right now, what do you need? Then envision that his answer, his provision is on the way. And if we try to accept what God says through our mental capacity, if you will, we can recognize that it certainly sounds good. We can acknowledge that, yeah, surely it ought to work. But sometimes we all fail in that we never really act on it. We may do it most of the time, but there's times when we're really weak that we fail to do the things we've already learned, the lessons, act on the lessons we've already gone through. We can say, oh, I believe God's word. I believe Jesus saves. I know that he heals. I believe God does work and he does deliver. But is he, but that's the buts that bring us down. The faith of God does say God can. It says God will, according to his word, God will. That is the reality of right now. That's present tense. And faith, beloved, simply agrees with God. It confesses the victory. It confesses the reality of God's word in a personal way in our lives. And our real faith, beloved, is not just mind acceptance or acknowledgement of truth of the gospel, but that faith will bring assurance, it'll bring security, it'll bring peace, and it also, beloved, hear me now, will bring the hope and the knowledge that the work will be done. What you've called out to God for in the middle of the night with those tears that you've shed, he has heard you, and the answer is on the way according to his perfect plan for your life. He knows what he's doing. He hasn't forgotten you. And just stand your ground. Don't let the enemy take you out or pull you under. That's exactly what he wants to do. But God is going to have a victorious body of believers that will act on what God says. Praise God. Well, my time is again drawing to a close, and we'll look tomorrow at a passage in Acts, and we'll find out how the early church succeeded. What did they do? How did they manage? All right. I want to thank you for your prayer support. I thank you for your practical support, my partners, those that are listening. Some of you have listened for a long time. Perhaps God might move on your heart to do what you're able to do to see that we can remain on this station. Thank you for listening. I love you. I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.